The Road Cycling World Championships have kicked off in Rwanda, the first time in the event's 104-year history that it is being hosted in Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. For riders like Uganda's Ronald Yeager, it is more than just a race, it is a chance to showcase talent, inspire a new generation, and change perceptions of cycling on the continent from a poor man's transport to a professional sport. For Uganda's Fun Cycling Club, the championships feel closer than ever before. Often, these championships are held in European countries where we cannot go because we lack support from our governments. But now that it's in Rwanda, we can even take a bus to get there, said cyclist Aziz Sempijia. That accessibility is giving African cyclists, many competing with vintage equipment, the rare opportunity to line up against the world's best, hoping to catch the eye of talent scouts. Rwanda's sporting ambition. The event is also central to Rwanda's wider push to elevate its global profile through sports diplomacy. The government has poured money into infrastructure, including the $100 million BK Arena, and is even exploring a bid to host a Formula One Grand Prix. President Paul Kogame's administration sees such events as drivers of tourism, investment, and international prestige, reinforcing Rwanda's brand as the land of a thousand hills. Celebration and controversy. Yet Rwanda's ambitions are not without criticism. Human rights groups accuse the government of sports washing, using major events to distract from allegations of political repression, and its alleged role in the conflict in eastern Congo. Despite the political undertones, excitement in Kigali is undeniable. Crowds line the streets, and the atmosphere is one of celebration as Africa hosts the world's top cyclists for the first time. Pedaling for the future. For many in the region, the hope is that the championships leave a long-term legacy. When young people see you, they get interested and inspired, said Ras B. Sali, chairman of the Fun Cycling Group. For cyclists like Yeager, this moment is about more than medals, it is about proving African talent belongs on the world stage and laying the foundation for a future where cycling thrives across the continent. They ride not just for victory, but for the future of African cycling. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.